Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As we migrated more of our business to the cloud, we were seeing expenses go up, but we couldn't pinpoint the cause. It seemed less of a cloud, more of a fog. That's why we brought on Cloud Optimizer, and they saved the day.
Are you seeing your cloud hosting bills go up and you're not sure why? It's time to put Cloud Optimizer to work for you. Cloud Optimizer analyzes usage patterns, right-sizes resources, leverages discounts you may not be aware of, implements automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service.
With Cloud Optimizer, we have our spend under control, our company is more agile, profitable, and we're getting peak performance from our cloud.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
There are so many technologies poised to play a major role in the future of the internet, but there's one you may have forgotten about, the utility pole. Utility poles have become a flashpoint in the ongoing battle between Google and entrenched telcos like AT&T and Comcast. Earlier this year, Louisville, Kentucky passed a so-called one-touch make-ready law aimed at making it easier for companies like Google to string new cables along existing utility poles, and AT&T is now suing the city to reverse the law. Next Tuesday, Nashville, Tennessee City Council will vote on its own similar law. City officials and internet activists across the country will be watching what happens. If a new service provider wants to add its cables to a utility pole, the existing cables on the pole have to be rearranged first. The way it works today is that each company that owns one of those cables has to send out their own crew of technicians. AT&T would send one crew, Comcast would send another, Level 3 would send a third, and so on, until all the necessary cables had been moved. This process is called make ready, and as you can imagine, it can take months for all the different players to move their cables. This is a big problem for Google, or rather it's a big problem for Access, the Google spinoff that runs the ultra-high-speed internet service Google Fiber. The company announced in January 2015 that it would offer its service in Nashville. But according to Nashville Scene, Google Fiber was only available in 4 buildings in the city as of July. Google Fiber blames its slowness in part on the slowness of the make-ready process. According to Google, more than half of the 88,000 poles it needs to attach cables to in Nashville will require make-ready work. Only 33 of those have already been made ready. That's why it's pushing the one-touch make-ready rules so heavily. The one-touch rules would require that the owners of the utility poles agree to a single contractor that could move all the different cables all at once. That way, Google Fiber, or any other company that wanted to add cables to a utility pole, could just call up the owner of the pole and ask the owner to make it ready. The other companies that have cables on the pole wouldn't have to do a thing. AT&T has blamed this slowness of the process on the Google Fiber team, claiming the company has made many errors in its filings. But even if that's true, it's pretty clear that one touch would be a more efficient process. Proponents, such as the Fiber to the Home Council and Next Century Cities, argue that this would save everyone involved money and lead to more reliable services for consumers because there would be fewer opportunities for technicians to accidentally break something while moving cables around. But One Touch should, in theory, make things cheaper for everyone, including companies like AT&T. After all, AT&T also has to wait for every other service provider to rearrange their cables every time it wants to add new cables too. Yet the company opposes the rules. AT&T Tennessee spokesperson Joe Bergen told the Nashville Scene that the company worried that allowing outside contractors to move its cables might violate its union contracts and put public safety at risk. Meanwhile, it's suing Louisville, claiming the city doesn't have the authority under state and federal law to regulate utility pole access, something the Fiber to the Home Council argues simply isn't true. AT&T has also argued in a recent blog post that the one-touch rules give Google preferential treatment. But fellow telco Level 3, which wouldn't compete directly with Google Fiber, has come out in favor of one-touch. These concerns aside, it's hard not to conclude that what really worries AT&T is that the one-touch laws will make it easier for competitors to enter markets that have long been too expensive for newcomers. Yes, Google Fiber will likely be the first beneficiary of such a law. But even if Google Fiber pulls out of Nashville, the one-touch laws would make it easier for other internet providers to deploy services in the city as well. In that sense, Nashville and Louisville are showing the way for the rest of the country. This article was written by Clint Finley.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.